the motion to include Confederation on the ballot paper was lost. But the broadcasts of that convention had had their effect. Smallwood appealed to the people, and a petition of protest was forwarded to the governor containing 50,000 signatures. Confederation was included on the ballot for the national referendum. On June 3, 1948, the results of the referendum were for responsible government 44.5%, for Confederation 41.1%, and for commission of government 14.3%. No one had a clear majority, which was a necessary condition laid down by the British government. It was also stipulated that the form of government which received the smallest number of votes would be dropped from the ballot if a second referendum was necessary. So on July 22, 1948, in the second ballot, the result was for responsible government 47.4% and for Confederation 52.3%. 85% of the eligible voters had cast their ballots. At 1 minute before midnight, on March 31, 1949, Newfoundland became a province of Canada. Newfoundland has prospered within this union, and we look back to the National Convention with nostalgia. Those 45 men who took part in the National Convention have implanted their names indelibly in our history. Some of them were great men. All of them fought for a cause they felt was worth fighting for. You have heard some of them, and in so doing, you have heard history in the making.